replace or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com.
Meet Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a professional BMX rider and rides his bike daily. He's also a peer support specialist and a proud uncle. And he's been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 3 years.
I sustained an injury while riding my bike and became addicted to pain pills. And it even led to an overdose. But now I'm in recovery and helping others who are struggling with opioid addiction.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, if you're wondering how the January 6th committee hearings have gone, the answer is not well. This is Cut 5. This is Mark Levin last night. He was on with Hannity. And let's just say he was underwhelmed by the latest January 6th committee hearing, which occurred yesterday. Here it is.
Yeah, it's funny. They say Trump didn't respond quickly enough on January 6th, but he did respond on January 6th. And here we have the access of evil. Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi, who still haven't responded to an assassination plot against a Supreme Court justice, with their violent rhetoric, they still haven't responded to the threats that are coming down, the potential need of the National Guard to protect the Supreme Court. The left is extraordinarily violent, whether it's the summer of 2020, whether it was the riots during the inauguration of Donald Trump to try and prevent his being sworn in to be president, whether it was the attack on the second branch of government, the executive branch at the White House, and injured 50 Secret Service agents. But this committee, made up of 7 leftists and 2 disgruntled never Trumpers, 9 reprobates, obviously doesn't care about that. And that's what I want to talk about. We don't have a system like this in America where we trust people so much that they don't get challenged. What's happening, the first time today I watched 40 minutes of this hearing, and I was disgusted. It's all choreographed. They have teleprompters. They splice in their video. It's all cherry-picked. No contrary witnesses. No contrary evidence. No cross-examination. No opposition. No motions. No challenges. And we're supposed to believe this. And the media sit there on their thumbs and talk about, oh, we had big information today. And the legal analysts, same thing. Well, we learned a lot today. You learned nothing.
Yeah. I loved it watching Wolf Blitzer say, oh, that was powerful. That was powerful. This was powerful. It was all powerful. Anyway, stay where you are. We're going to talk more about this coming up in just a couple of minutes. Do you buy into what Mark Levin is saying? Call me. Let me know what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Don't forget, coming up 250, another $50 cash gas card giveaway and a free basic oil change from Meineke. Yeah, that's all still to come as we continue on towards 3 o'clock in Wayne Allyn Root, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, crews are in the process of cleaning up that crash. U.S. 95 southbound to Interstate 15. It's that transition ramp. The left lane is compromised there. Multiple vehicles involved in that collision. Heavy volumes also on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at the 215 Southern Beltway. A lot of congestion through there. Remember the overnight road work. That's taking place on Interstate 15 southbound to Speedway Boulevard. Those restrictions begin at 7 p.m. tonight. Also, there's overnight road work on Las Vegas Boulevard. That's both directions under Interstate 15 in North Las Vegas.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Golden State Warriors are NBA champions after beating Boston 103-90 last night in Game 6 of the finals. Golden State takes the series 4-2. The Warriors were led in scoring by Steph Curry with 34 points. Draymond Green, 12 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Andrew Wiggins had 18 points for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown led the way with 34 points. Al Horford, 19 points, 14 rebounds. For Golden State, it's title number 7, their first since 2018. Curry named Finals MVP. He averaged just over 31 points per game. 6 rebounds and 5 assists while shooting 43.7% from 3-point range. It's Curry's fourth title with the team. Stanley Cup Finals this Saturday night in Denver. The Colorado Avalanche hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. Colorado up 1-0 in the series. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Politics is so interesting. I mean, it really honestly is. Sometimes it's good theater. And yesterday was one of those times. And simply put, it was Dr. Anthony Fauci and Senator Rand Paul. And what was really interesting about this is that Dr. Fauci was on Skype, and Rand Paul was in Washington, and it was fascinating to me. Well, for those of you who don't know the backstory, we reported on it a couple of days ago. He tested positive. Fauci tested positive for COVID. So he was not able to be in the same room, but they went ahead with the hearing anyway, and Dr. Anthony Fauci and Rand Paul squared off. This is cut number 4. Listen to this. This is almost comical. Unfortunately, people died as a result of this guy. Listen to this.
The NIH continues to refuse to voluntarily divulge the names of scientists who receive royalties and from which companies. Over the period of time from 2010 to 2016, 27,000 royalty payments were paid to 1,800 NIH employees. We know that not because you told us, but because we forced you to tell us through the Freedom of Information Act. Over $193 million was given to these 1,800 employees. Can you tell me that you have not received a royalty?
Well, first of all, let's talk about royalties.
That's the question. No, that's the question. Have you ever received a royalty payment from a company that you later oversaw money going to that company?
You know, I don't know as a fact, but I doubt it.
Well, here's the thing is, why don't you let us know? Why don't you reveal how much you've gotten and from what entities? The NIH refuses. We ask them, the NIH, we ask them whether or not, who got it and how much. They refuse to tell us. They sent it redacted. Here's what I want to know. It's not just about you. Everybody on the vaccine committee, have any of them ever received money from the people who make vaccines? Right. Can you tell me that? Can you tell me if anybody on the vaccine approval committees ever received any money from people who make the vaccines?
Soundbite number one, are you going to let me answer a question? Okay, so let me give you some information. First of all, according to the regulations, people who receive royalties are not required to divulge them even on their financial statement, according to the Bayh-Dole Act. So let me give you some example. From 2015 to 2020, the only royalties I have was my lab and I made a monoclonal antibody for use in vitro reagent that had nothing to do with patients. And during that period of time, my royalties ranged from $21 a year to $700 a year, and the average per year was $191.46.
It's all redacted, and you can't get any information on the 1,800 scientists, money, the people who made the manufacturing.
Senator Paul, your time is long over expired. I gave you an additional 2.5 minutes. The witness has responded. We are going to move on.
There you go. Dr. Anthony Fauci with Rand Paul. Don't expect them to be at the same cocktail party anytime soon. I just don't think it's going to happen. And again, our best wishes go out to Dr. Anthony Fauci. He obviously was asymptomatic, and hopefully he'll be getting a negative test real soon. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. A major, major change atop one of the top entertainment companies in the world. We're talking about the WWE. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story all morning, and this is crazy. And I guess we'll find out on Fox tonight. On SmackDown. Is it SmackDown? I think it's SmackDown, where he is going to make an appearance. But Vince McMahon, say it ain't so, Joe. He is he's stepping down as CEO, but there is a backstory to this, a big backstory to it. Jim, what do you have for us?
Well, okay, so he is basically under investigation by the company's board, so he is stepping down as the CEO of the company, and he is handing the reins over to his daughter, Stephanie McMahon. She's going to be the interim CEO and interim chairwoman of the WWE. And as you said, McMahon is still going to appear as a character during the wrestling matches, and it's SmackDown, it's on Fox. But what they're investigating here, Kevin, is there's been a alleged secret $3 million settlement to a former employee that Vince McMahon had an affair with. So this is, again, it's another one of those situations where, you know, the Me Too movement has struck again. And this was basically in alleged, again, let's use that word, that that he gave her hush money to keep that affair private. And she signed some non-disclosure agreements as well. So it can't really get out there, or I assume that she would lose that $3 million settlement. But it's kind of interesting that we're talking about the misappropriation of money here in a private firm, Kevin, as opposed to the government firm that that soundbite that we played with Anthony Fauci and Senator Rand Paul just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. And this is what is interesting is that Stephanie McMahon, who will serve as interim CEO and chairwoman, has always been an integral part of the screenplay, so to speak. I mean, as the storylines, she has been a part of that. And the question is, you know, where do you separate the story on the air versus behind the scenes? And now this is all going to get played out. I think it's good because it's the board that's going to investigate. It's not going to be the FBI or the DOJ. Right. It's going to be essentially somebody on the inside is going to determine the fate. And what I liked is that Vince McMahon said, and this is a paraphrase, that he would abide by the findings of the board. It's the board that's going to make the decision on whether he comes back, retakes the reins as CEO and chairman, or if he is just going to be out of the operation altogether.
I think it's good for the business, though, if he does get through this and come back, because he's been somewhat of a kingmaker, if you will. You look at all the famous wrestlers which have actually crossed into the full entertainment and the acting industry.
John Cena and
The Rock, John Cena, Stone Cold, Steve Austin. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than those names. I mean, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is, I believe, at this point, and maybe with the Maverick that just came out, maybe it's not the case, but The Rock is probably the highest paid actor in the world at this point, because everything that he's in, it's blockbuster material. Now, maybe with Maverick coming out, maybe our friend has passed him in that, but The Rock, certainly a big, big, huge star that wouldn't be where he is today if it weren't for Vince McMahon.
And again, the backstory, though, is of hush money and things like that.
$3 million in hush money, and the board is investigating that. You know, where did it come from and why? And of course, we're hearing the salacious details that maybe he had an alleged affair, and that was a separation agreement that, again, is under investigation. We don't know if it's under the table or above board, but their board at the WWE is looking into it, and Vince McMahon is basically just a star right now. He's not the head of the organization.
Where is Michael Avenatti when you need him?
Well, I think he's in prison.
And he's probably just licking his chops saying, man, what I could have done with this case. Oh, I could have made a gazillion dollars. Sorry about that, pal. Anyway, gentlemen, Jim, I know you'll continue to follow this story. We are not done. And I can't. I might even watch SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see his performance. And, of course, there's a famous video out there with McMahon and Donald Trump going at it, too.
I've seen that. I have seen that 1,000 times. I just absolutely love it. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Coming up at the top of the hour, this is going to be good. We're going to be joined by no less than Tina Brown. She is a Republican nominee for State Senate District 9. There is a lot of talk across the state of the possibility that we may end up seeing a big red wave. Could it involve Tina Brown? Could she be a part of this big red wave that ends up flipping the state Senate, flipping eventually the state assembly? All that is possible. All that is possible. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. For review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or any occasion, you need an extraordinary piece of jewelry for that special woman in your life. Do I have your attention? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara. The owner is Jenny O, the queen of color. She's a GIA graduate gemologist, and Jenny O knows everything about diamonds. But her love and passion of rare, one-of-a-kind color is contagious. She is a go-to gal in Vegas when it comes to gemstones. I'm a witness. I bought my diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding rings at Huntington Jewelers, and we got incredible value. We both get nonstop compliments everywhere we go. Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers is an American Gem Society jeweler, recognizing the highest in ethics, integrity, and credibility. You get the best luxury experience in Las Vegas, guaranteed, and an exclusive gift with purchase for being a friend of war, Wayne Alaroot. Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara between Tenaya and Buffalo, across from Mercedes, and coming soon a second location in Summerlin this summer.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.